also created structured investment vehicles, SIVs, to keep their own positions off their balance sheets. From 2000 until mid-2005, the market value of existing homes grew by more than 50%, and there was a frenzy of new construction. Merrill Lynch estimated that about half of all American GDP growth in the first half of 2005 was housing-related, either directly through home building and housing-related purchases like new furniture, or indirectly by spending the cash generated from the refinancing of mortgages. Martin Feldstein, a former chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, estimated that from 1997 through 2006, consumers drew more than $9 trillion in cash out of their home equity. A 2005 study led by Alan Greenspan estimated that in the 2000s, home equity withdrawals were financing 3% of all personal consumption. By the first quarter of 2006, home equity extraction made up nearly 10% of disposable personal income. Economist, September 10, 2005. Martin Feldstein, Housing, Credit Markets, and the Business Cycle. National Bureau of Economic Research, Working Paper 13471, October 2007. Alan Greenspan and James Kennedy, Estimates of Home Mortgage Origination, Repayments, and Debts on 1 to 4 Family Residences. Federal Reserve Staff Working Paper 2005.